Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As we celebrate the start of the 2022 calendar year, your Chicago Blackhawks anxious to get back to work after being off for nearly 2 weeks as they are on the road to square off against the Nashville Predators. Nashville up the middle of the ice. Rich shot, they score! Philip Forsberg, who's their go-to guy for point production and goal scoring, goes upstairs on the catching glove hand of Colin Delia, and the Predators strike just a minute and 2 seconds into the contest. It's 1-0 Nashville. And moving right down the middle of the ice, Nashville on a turnaround on a wrist shot, ends up behind the net. Outgoing coming off the stick of Philip Forsberg of Colin Delia, wraps around to the far side board. Forsberg able to find a wide open Ryan Johansson, who dances around the goaltender and makes it 2-0 Predators. Johansson sneaks in up the middle of the ice after the puck went wide to the far corner, found himself an open spot, caught a great pass, and had all kinds of time to make the move. And the Predators take a 2-0 lead with 14:07 to go in period number one. Tomasino to the blue line, has a man in Ekholm. Ekholm, cross ice pass, wrist shot, pad save. Delia scrambles to his left, and he gets a piece of it with the catching glove. Had the glove down along the goal line. Colin Delia hanging on. Out to the blue line, they fire and score! Predators able to dig it out and go to the blue line. Shot from downtown, gets through traffic, and Nashville makes it 3-0 with 46.7 seconds left. Ekholm with the drive from a good distance. Nashville's going to get off and running and go across the ice, looking for a 2-on-1, one-timer. They center and score. Predators add to their lead. It's now 4-0. They strike 28 seconds into period number two. And Soderblom not even ready to get fully stretched out, and Tanner Janot will extend the advantage for the Preds. From the rebound to the near side corner, dug out by Forsberg. Forsberg, rink-wide pass, looking to go back over to the near side, and that one goes through a couple of bodies and ends up out to the blue line. One-timer, they score! Nashville, right as the 5-on-3 comes to a close, returns him to a 5-on-4 attack, able to get it underneath the pads of Arvid Soderblom. Another power play goal for the Preds. It's Roman Josi that blasts it on through for his 11th on the campaign. 5-0 Predators with 14:26 to go in the second period. Kurashev to Borgstrom, trying to go across the ice and to the blue line. Pass ends up deflecting back and over top of DePond, actually, and comes out to center ice. And Chicago will pick it up from there. Now with DeHaan back into the zone. He's got Kurashev right wing, fires and scores! Philip Kurashev from the right circle goes low stick side on Saros, and the Hawks are on the board as Kurashev, a fantastic shot on a little give and go with DeHaan on zone entry. And for Philip Kurashev, a light in the lamp for the second time this season. That was a fantastic rush into the attacking zone led by the veteran blue liner. Nashville digging it out of the corner, going right out to the blue line. Long wrist shot, they score! It bounced its way through. Matt Benning pulling the trigger from the right point. We'll see who that deflects off of. It might be Tanner Janot, and if so, it could be his second goal of the game. He scored 28 seconds into period number two. Well, he needed a little bit longer than that. Not by much, though, as we're still within the first minute of a play. This is coming 53 seconds into the third period. It's 6-1 Predators. Puck to the left side of Soderblom is dropped, and the Blackhawks take it to the near side boards. They'll put it up to center ice, and that's going to pretty much put a bow on this one as Nashville Predators able to get off to quick starts. 3 goals in the first period, add a couple more in the second, and one for good measure in the third. Philip Kurashev lighting the lamp for the Blackhawks late in the second period, their lone tally, as Chicago opening up 2022 with a 6-1 setback to the Nashville Predators.